The Odyssey of Homer, adapted by Jeannie Lang. Chapter 1. What happened in Ithaca while Odysseus was away? While Odysseus was fighting far away in Troyland, his baby son grew to be a big boy. And when years passed and Odysseus did not return, the boy, Telemachus, grew to be a man. Telemachus loved his beautiful mother, Penelope, but his heart always longed for the hero father whom he could only dimly remember. As time went on, he longed more and more, for evil things came to pass in the kingdom of Odysseus. The chiefs and lords of Ithaca admired Penelope for her beauty. They also coveted her money and her lands, and when Odysseus did not return, each one of these greedy and wicked men wished to marry her and make his own all that had belonged to brave Odysseus.
"Odysseus is surely dead," they said, "and Telemachus is only a lad and cannot harm us."
So they came to the palace where Penelope and Telemachus lived, and there they stayed, year in, year out, feasting and drinking and wasting the goods of Odysseus. Their roughness and greed troubled Penelope, but still more did they each one daily torment her by rudely asking,
"Wilt thou marry me?"
At last she fell on a plan to stop them from talking to her of marriage. In the palace hall, she set up a great web, beautiful and fine of wood. Then she said, "When I have finished weaving this robe, I shall give you my answer." Each day she worked at it, but each night, when the wooers slept, she undid all that she had done during the day. So it seemed to the wooers as if the robe would never be finished. Penelope's heart was heavy, and heavy too was the heart of Telemachus. For 3 weary years, while Odysseus was imprisoned on the island of Calypso, the mother and son pined together. One day, Telemachus sat at the door of the palace, sadly watching the wooers as they drank and revelled. He was thinking of the brave father that he feared was dead, when there walked up to the door of the courtyard a stranger, dressed like a warrior from another land. The stranger was the goddess Athena. At the same time that she gained leave from the gods to set Odysseus free, they had agreed that she should go to Ithaca and help Telemachus. But she came dressed as a warrior, and not as a beautiful, grey-eyed, golden-haired goddess with golden sandals on her feet. Telemachus rose up and shook her kindly by the hand, and led her into the hall. He took from her the heavy bronze spear that she carried, and made her sit down on one of the finest of the chairs, in a place where the noise of the rough wooers should not disturb her. "Welcome, stranger," he said. "When thou